our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.
Tango's going to Collingwood.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The Bump.
Oh, plenty happening on The Bump. Tim Silver's the brand new CEO of the Crows. We'll find out what everyone thinks about that. We saw Port Adelaide and the Crows play last weekend. Port thumped the Crows. I'll ask the panel about that. Steve Hocking reckons there's nothing wrong with the man on the mark rule. He loves it. Bruce McAvaney has called his last game for Channel 7. There is so much to talk about. Where do you want to start? Jars, I'll go to you. What do we know about Tim Silver's new CEO of the Adelaide Crows?
Well, he's highly recommended. He comes from a wonderful football club. And look, he brings a lot of, I reckon, good skill set to the footy club. If he's engaging with a supporter base, well, it's a good decision. He knows his stuff. And Rupert can clarify a bit more than I can. Mm-hmm. But I have heard some real good things about Tim Silver's. But one man that I think will be very flat is Craig Vozzo. Because he wanted to come home. To South Australia, but we'll ask Rupert very shortly why Craig Vozzo got missed out on the job.
Well, let's ask him now. How many people did you interview, Roo? Yeah.
Quite a few.
How many?
Quite a few. That's about three.
Half a dozen.
Yep.
Okay. Was Craig Vozzo one of them?
I don't know if that's fair for me to go into whether he was or not. We settled on Tim Silvers, and I think he'll be a fantastic CEO. He's had heaps of experience in the world of football, which is obviously very handy. He's been at Hawthorn for 17 years. He got there when they were on the bones of their backside. Mm-hmm. Limo will be able to remember all that in 04, 05. They went through a good rebuild. They won plenty of premierships. He started as a payroll officer, went into finance, ended up being a COO for the last 4 years, got great experience in setting up and doing all the setup of their new facility, which is where we're heading as well. So he's got great experience with that. He's had huge experience in running outside businesses at Hawthorn as well. So and he loves footy. He's played a lot of footy. He's coached footy with Benny Rutten in the juniors over there. I think he's going to be a great CEO for the footy club.
Limo, what's the etiquette with just coming in and flogging someone else's CEO? Yeah, what happens there?
It stinks to high heaven, doesn't it, Dits? I mean, I can't believe the front on the Crows to just do this, to wander into another football club.
Pull the rug from under you.
Pull the rug from under him. There's no respect left anymore. There's no honour. Look at the look on Bruce's face, would you?
You won't leave this building, mate.
He's ready to jump the desk.
Well,
and
he wouldn't have got the Scott job.
And it was just, I mean, I thought it was brilliant from Hawthorn. I mean, Hawthorn was about to sack him. He's been a disgrace at that club for years.
And it's not just Robert Shaw all over, is it?
Way that the football club faked up a CV for him and let the Crows believe this is just one of the great Trojan horses of all time. And he is going to bring this football club to its knees.
You told me he was a great fella.
I know! Well, part of the plot!
You fell for it?
But he is getting a reference from a bloody comedian.
On a serious note, though, as Roo alluded to, he's been there through the full cycle at the Hawthorn Football Club. We were rubbish when he started. And
We
were brilliant in the middle and we're rubbish now.
You know the bloke. What's he like?
He's left a sinking ship.
I give Roo grief from the other side of the desk. Bernie's sitting next to him. You're a brave man. He is a ripping bloke and he was CEO for a little while.
Yep.
After Tracy Gowdery finished up as CEO. But he's really loved at the club and by the fans as well. And they're not anymore. I mean, couldn't hate him anymore right now, running out on us like this when the chips are down. But he's a fantastic operator and he'll do an amazing job at the Crows, which annoys me that he'll be good.
Roo, you just mentioned about building a new facility. Question without notice. We see where the Adelaide City Council earlier this week said that is it, done and dusted for the parklands. Can you react to that or not? I know you're a board member, obviously. What would you like to say as far as that's concerned?
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because you would think that the Adelaide City Council would want the biggest sporting club in South Australia in their area.
I agree.
Wouldn't you?
I agree.
It hasn't happened, not from a lack of effort.
Yep.
But it's time to move on.
So what happens now?
We'll move on to another area.
Mm.
But yeah, it's an interesting one.
Did you want too much space? If you only wanted one oval, would have they given it to you? Or was it just a flat out no, regardless of everything?
No, it wasn't a flat out anything, but it just they were difficult to deal with, and in the end, it was it took too long, and we need to move on.
Liam, just my little answer to that question. I think I'm guessing here totally. I don't know anything. I reckon there's an anti-Crows sentiment. It was a unanimous decision. They called this group of councillors Team Adelaide. I don't even know what that means or what it stands for.
Right.
But their quote was, and we interviewed a fella on the Adelaide Triple M breakfast show called Alexander Hyde, who said, we need to send the message unequivocally that commercial operations are not welcome in the parklands. We then reeled off about a half a dozen that have already been built. No, seriously.
Yeah.
He said, oh, no, but that's different. You know, this one's a bit bigger. But so either you can do it or you can't.
Well, the Aquatic Centre for one.
Yeah,
which you guys offered initially to take over, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and rebuild it and let the community still go there.
So for them to say, we just need to send this unequivocal message that we don't want commercial operations being built in the parklands is ball dust.
Yeah,
seriously.
They're certainly keeping a percentage of their constituents happy with that. But you don't want to writing yourself off forever to commercial opportunities is a bit short-sighted, yeah. I reckon.
All right, men, what'd you take out of the practice game last weekend, Bernie?
I just thought Port were very good. I like the look of some young fellas from Port Adelaide, though. They do this right, don't they, Port Adelaide? Miles Bergman, he's someone that didn't play a lot last year. And it wasn't a great development year for your young fella last year because there wasn't a lot of footy getting played at the second tier level. So I like the look of him. Lockie Jones is just going to slot in perfectly. For a bloke that's his age is just going to come in and perform at the top level is something pretty special. I thought William Drew as well was pretty good for Port Adelaide on the weekend. Orazio Fantasia, a couple of goals, lit it up for a bit, dropped out of the game in patches, but he just looked energetic and bounced around, and that forward pressure is going to be important, and Alirelia makes your side a lot better. I feel like Port Adelaide, if I had to pick a grand finalist team right now, they're in for me.
Wow.
Premiers or grand final?
In the grand final. I think at this stage, if I had to pick two teams, you can't really ever write off Richmond, but I just don't want them to be in there because they've been in a lot. But I think Port Adelaide, Brisbane are probably the front runners at the moment. And then on the grand final day, it can go either way.
It's probably five good sides, isn't there?
And Bern, while we're at it, Wooden Spoon?
Oh. Well, I can't knock them twice.
Don't.
Adelaide will win six games this year.
Oh, six. I think, six.
And
six.
I hate to tell you this, Limo, but I picked Hawthorn to be the winner.
Oh.
Especially after losing their COO.
Right, Jars, what did you see last weekend?
Oh, look, Port clearly a 10-goal better side on the day, and Adelaide Crows midfield worry me. They got smashed in the third quarter in the centre bounce clearances.
22-6 for the day.
And we had Sloaney in there, a young lady in there, Keezy in there from time to time, and O'Brien, we know he's got a brave heart. It just worries me, that mix, that balance. I think Rory Sloane's quality midfield days are done. I think he needs to probably go to a half-forward defensive role or play on the wing.
Like they did to Travis Boak a couple of years
ago. Well, I think he just got exposed at Sloaney.
How did he get exposed?
He got exposed.
I didn't see the game. Just tell me.
Well, Rue, he was second to the ball at the centre bounces and they just took off. He just
So speed.
Speed. And he just looked always a step behind the ball movement for me.
Okay.
Now, you got Lady in there. You got young Keys. Now, Keys is more of a lockdown type player. Look, you can't put kids in the centre square all the time. You've got to try and get that balance right. So that worries me. I thought Tex was active. Frampton was good early.
Mm.
So obviously he's got to find that combination where Himmelberg played in the sandful. But look, it's still developing, isn't it? Chase Jones, I'm not convinced about as a midfielder yet because he doesn't get enough of the football.
That's a concern, isn't it, Chase Jones? But I like the look in the earlier game. Luke Pedler, I reckon he's a future player at the footy club.
Pedler reminds me of a young Rupert.
I love the way he goes at the footy. Just hard, inside mid, and also Sam Berry, who's going to be a good player for the Adelaide Footy Club. Do we need to just play these guys, Roo? And you talk about Sloane coming out of the midfield. I spoke out in the rush hour this week about Sloane playing that a bit like the, and you make a good point, the Travis Boak role. And that's not a knock on Sloane. Boakie was all Australian in that role.
Yep.
So,
and you know what it did as well? Actually woke him up.
Yeah.
Not saying that he'd become lazy or anything, but he went to himself, I don't want to be our forward flanker. I actually want to still be. And what do you know? He came back last year and unbelievable.
Yeah. So you reckon it was a good move taking him out of the midfield?
All I'm saying is...
Taking the captain out and playing him at... That was a
goal, Drew.
No, he didn't have a good year at all. That was when Kane Corn said he wasn't in the best 22.
But Rupert, Sloane didn't touch the ball much.
I'm not talking about Sloane. I'm talking about Travis Boak. That was a mistake taking him out of the midfield, surely.
Well, it ended up good last year, didn't it?
Yeah, it worked beautifully. Yeah. And look, in fairness to Sloane, I don't think he's... since he had that foot injury, he hasn't been the same, I reckon.
Yep.
Roo, just going back a couple of minutes, where were you on the weekend? You didn't watch the game.
I was spoiling my wife.
Oh.
Yeah, took her to the Murray Bridge races on her birthday.
It was her 40th birthday. Wouldn't you like to go to the Murray Bridge races?
No, it wasn't her 40th.
Oh, what was it?
It was her 44th. She's getting on a bit.
Oh, sorry. 40 plus GST.
Due to be traded in. Just tested her out and took her the Magic Millions.
When it was her 40th,
he's an old romantic.
He said, we're going to Sydney. She went,
And when she ran
straight to Randwick, they went.
Winks was running.
And she said, Byrne, can you believe it? She said, all I want for my 40th is to go and see Winks.
Yeah, Winks. Look, that's good.
My wife's a great mare. Winks is a great mare.
Why don't you take the Maldives and spoil Sarah?
The thing she's done for you.
There are no races in the Maldives, mate. Come on. Yeah. Get with the program.
What can you bet on in the Maldives? What room are you going to get?
Now, tell me this. You've bored me to death with the Crows. I want to ask you about Port Adelaide now. I'm interested to know if you... I've given you this without notice, this question, but can you think, who's the front six for Port Adelaide?
Oh, Ditz is losing sleep. There's just so many players.
Dixon, I'll give you one.
Dixon,
Marshall.
Is Marshall definitely in there?
Fantasia.
I love him.
You love Marshall?
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Marshall's got to play.
All right. Can Laddams play up forward or is he out of the side?
No, he plays. He plays where? Second ruck. Second ruck.
But where does he... off the bench?
Forward pocket and bench. No, he kicked goals last year.
I don't mind him up there.
There we go. As a second tool.
But you can't have Dixon, Laddams, Marshall.
Marshall's a higher half. He can. Hang he's on. A roaming more of a
Georgiades.
That makes it tough, doesn't it?
That's tough.
It's probably either Georgiades or Marshall, but I think Marshall's ahead of him.
Now, also, I want to know about the small. So Fantasia's come in. What happens to
Butters or a Rosie?
Yeah, so they Butters, stay. Rosie. Yeah, they but hang stay. On. They but can't they, all they, play. This is what I'm saying.
They played in the midfield on the weekend, though. Butters did.
They can roll through the midfield.
There's still plenty of midfielders, too. Where do all of these blokes play?
Well, that's the strong position Port Adelaide are in, Ditz. And the people at the club know more than us. But obviously Butters and Rosie are in your best 22. So and they've been playing through
the
midfield.
So does Orazio miss out? Does he have to work his way in?
Oh, no, he'll
maybe
play.
But I think he plays after the... He set,
has he got his body right?
Quarter.
Did he look good?
He looked very good.
He looked sharp, energetic. His we were forward 50 the whole game. Pressure was good.
By the end of it, can you please write six names down on the paper for me?
I'll give you what I think will be... Well,
okay, give it to us.
All right.
No, what? Not now.
Now, I want to move on. Stephen Hocking. Stephen Hocking.
I need a bit of notice, guys.
Likes the man on the mark rule, obviously, because he came up with it. He said, let us tweak it a little bit. Can I go around, Limo?
Look, I'm not a fan, although I will say this. The Hawthorn Bulldogs practice match, it worked in that practice match.
How did you say it worked?
I don't think there was a 50-metre penalty based on that particular rule, and it seemed to speed the play up a little bit. So they were happy with it at that practice match. But I know at other practice matches it hasn't worked. But I know I can just see the fans absolutely hating that rule and screaming at the umpires, who don't deserve any more heat than they're already getting.
Yeah, it's hard for the umpires.
The
it's...
one that I saw in the Port Crows game, the umpire actually apologetic. Yeah. He said, look, sorry, but it's the rule. So even the umpires
are offside. That one where the player turned around, that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to move backwards. You're not allowed to go sideways or backwards. So
you
the players
move.
Just got to
You actually can't exhale.
Hey, so what about a shot for goal? What about a shot for goal? You can't run back to run up and jump up.
No, you won't be able to. No.
Well, that is...
you got to put them off. But you're just going to have to go. You got Chewy on your back.
But what they're saying, the players have endorsed it. The players actually like the rule. Now, here's one for you.
Come on. No, but they couldn't.
They are dis. Players are endorsing
it. We've got to give it time, don't
Here's Liam Duggan.
Yeah, you want to go. You want to just used to it. But, you know, it's obviously just listening to the umpire's call. You hear stand, you stand. And I just asked the question, can you still jump up and down if you're on that same spot? That was all good to do. Yeah, that's okay. Trying to stop a goal. But, yeah, I didn't see it impact too much. Get a little break on the mark when they say stand, so just take it.
I'll tell you who is going to love it, Ruckman. Because you know Ruckman always get called in to stand the mark when someone's having a shot for goal. Well, that's not going to happen anymore.
I want Stephen Hawking sacked.
Can I tell you hate the AFL? No, I don't. You whinge about everything they do.
Tell me that. Well,
last year you wouldn't even have played the competition.
We couldn't. What do we keep bringing?
No, because you didn't want to play the competition at the start of the year.
Correct.
They'd be broke and Port would be broke.
Roo, you keep saying that to me. It's about health. It's not about...
Yeah, and they pushed through and there was nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, but at the time there was. When we stopped after round one, it was the sensible thing to do. It was.
Yeah, but you didn't want to do even round one.
No, and you know what? They played round one and realised they'd made a mistake.
Think I don't back know if to they it. Made a mistake.
Well, why did they stop the competition?
They had to stop it at that point.
Oh, right. Stephen Hawking, reel off his best five ideas that he's brought into the game.
Too many.
Are you going? Are you going 5-1 or 1-5?
Rupert, just the one. Just the bloke standing on the mark and he can't budge. What about his teammate coming behind him? Can he jump up and down and wave his arms? Is he allowed to do that?
Don't know.
Don't know. We should get Steve Hawking on.
Please don't.
No, Ditz.
So are you asking, can you have two people on the mark?
Bernie's standing the mark, and I'm about a metre behind Bernie, jumping up and down, waving my arms and trying to put him off.
I reckon that's
allowed to do that? Or that's 50 because you got two blokes?
No, I would say you can do that.
Coaches will find a way to exploit this rule. Yeah. Don't worry.
And that's what they do with a lot of the rules. And they will do that. But what it will do is it'll make it faster from half back. Okay. And they'll open the game up. And that's right what people want.
Right. Yeah. And the fans will hate umpires more.
They will. So,
all the boxes are ticked.
All right, Bruce McAvaney has called his last game for Channel 7. How do we all feel about that? Jars.
Well, the quicker they name the media centre down there, Adelaide Oval, with KG alongside Bruce McAvaney, then I'll be a happy man.
What, KG and Bruce?
Yes, absolutely. Well, KG is cricket and Bruce is football.
That makes sense.
Two great, haven't they? They've been, what a great man and just much loved. And they will be sorely missed, as with Dennis Committee. They're probably the best two I've ever heard.
Yep. Burn?
Yeah, end of an era, really, isn't it? I don't think anyone will entertain as much as both of those guys you just mentioned there, Jazz.
He set new levels, hadn't he?
Didn't he?
Any preparation.
And just listening to some of his highlights, you just can't help getting a few hairs stand up on the back of your neck. It made footy better listening to
and
him.
And it's entertaining as well as being great commentary.
Yeah, he's a performer. He is.
He described sport in a magnificent way. And one of the great things about him as a football commentator is that he knew the players' names, and that was really stood out at times last year in the commentary. A few other people struggled with that at times last year.
Oh, no. I knew he was good when, because we are married to sisters. He's my brother-in-law. And when his kids were little, I'd heard him call everything. I'd heard him call Cathy Freeman and Melbourne Cups and AFL Grand Final. And the kids were a bit cranky. So he got down on the carpet on his hands and knees. We're having dinner. And he put all the toys on the ground. And he said, and Thomas, the tank engine, gets away to a good start. Here comes the fat controller. Here's James, the red engine, taking over. And they hit the... No bullshit. He called Thomas, the tank engine, in a race.
And
on
it got
the carpet,
up, did it?
And he was crawling along, pushing... And I thought, if only I could film this now. Him on his hands and knees pushing along the fat controller and Thomas the tank engine.
The fat controller was 20-1, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bruce.
You're one of our great callers. How will you describe him? How would you remember Bruce McAvaney? Where does he sit with you?
To me, he was actually the best in the world, and I've thought long and hard about this. I can't think of any comment. I said to Ruth, you know, we think of Phil Liggett, obviously, from the world of cycling. Yeah. He's very recognisable. Yeah. I think as well-rounded, though, Bruce could call every sport. I heard him in the early days do boxing. He did several Melbourne Cups, Cathy Freeman, AFL Grand Finals. Swimming, tennis. Who can do all of those and nail them?
That's a good call.
You know, we've had great Melbourne Cup callers and we've had great football callers, but and athletes, no one could do the lot. So I think he's our best.
Well said. And I can remember him did doing the LA Olympics as well. You'll remember that when he fell in love with Carl Lewis.
Yes.
Who did he love more, Carl Lewis, Cathy Freeman, or Cyril Rioli?
And you can throw his wife into that. I think we've still got Carl at number one. Rioli at two.
Oh, yes. Cyril takes a special and goes bang. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
I think Annie's probably about four at the moment.
And Maccabi Diva at five. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Righto, moving on, fellas. I want to have a discussion this week about coaches under the pump before we've even kicked or bounced the ball.
Give it. Let them lose a game first. No. Before you start putting coaches under the pump.
They have lost one. They've all had an internal trial. They've won and lost one.
This is ruthless.
It is unbelievable.
This is what we do. Who are we hanging?
Right. What, you're going to hang your mate, Roo, are you?
Who?
Goody.
No.
Well, he's on your list. I can see it.
Well, let's start with him. Roo, surely he has to have a good year, surely.
Oh, shit, yeah. No, he does.
He's got Goody circled. I can see it.
I have not.
And he wants him in Adelaide or something.
What is that red pen around Goodwin?
He's got him circled and there are five flame emojis under his name.
He's got four roles.
Did you ever play that game, Hangman, when you were a kid?
Oh,
you had to get each letter right. He's got a little noose hanging around his neck.
I'll have a G, an O, a D, a W, an N.
I think there's a few under the pump. He knows he's one of them. Right. Buckley's under the pump.
I think he's gone.
He's not gone.
They won't make finals.
Played in the grand final 3 years
ago. They won't make finals.
But did he stay in the role this long because of Eddie?
Yes.
And now Eddie's gone.
Yes.
You are spot on.
Graham Wright, a couple of years
Graham
ago.
Graham Wright, the new football manager, Ditch.
Yeah, they made a granny 2 years ago.
And you know what?
He's been there 11 years now and hasn't delivered.
If it wasn't for one of the best, one of the best shots at goal ever in a grand final, they would have won.
Short memory.
So Leon Cameron's the other one, Ditch. Leon Cameron, surely.
Yeah, he's under. I don't know. They just re-signed him last year for 2 years, didn't they?
Leon Cameron. That's not a good sign when you sign for two.
So not a good sign?
Doggies are in for a good year, though.
Treading water till someone else pops up.
Carlton have to show improvement this year.
This is his third year. Yeah, with Teague, absolutely. And I know Robbie Walls has just come out and he's had a bit of a
Doesn't make finals, they have to get rid of him. They're ruthless.
God,
Carlton.
It's brutal.
Aren't they?
Brutal. Who'd want to be an AFL coach?
Who's coaching North Melbourne this year?
David Noble.
Oh, a bit of pressure on him.
They went well in their trial game the other day. Only got done by 100 points.
Clarko's under pressure.
Just
get stuffed. Clarko's under pressure.
Clarko's going to Collingwood.
We've got...
I have heard
Darren Jarman make more predictions about Alistair Clarkson than any other pundit in the country. And they've all been wrong.
Did you say Darren or Andrew?
He called you Darren.
Did you call me Darren or Andrew?
Did he call him Darren?
You're a f***ing mate. Honestly, Lee, mate.
He called you Darren accidentally too.
It's no wonder no one goes and watches his show.
Where's Lemo going to finish ladder?
Limo's under pressure.
Limo.
On the comedy ladder.
We're going to shut his tent down. I'm going to blow his tent up tonight.
Seriously, Goodwin, Cameron.
Yep.
Buckley.
Yep. And Teague.
Teague.
Yep.
They've showed improvement since he took over, haven't they?
Carlton.
Yeah.
They were 1,000 draft picks. They should be getting
but
better.
They only finished a couple of spots out of the eight, didn't they, last year?
Will they finish above Collingwood this year?
Oh, that's a good question.
What's Kenny Hinckley's pass mark?
That's a good question.
I'll answer it for you. Premiership.
They have to be top four. Have to be.
Yeah, they should be top four.
And you've got to be looking at a grand final. Now, if they don't make it, I'm not suggesting he would get sacked over it or anything but I think that's what everyone expects. Okay.
They've got the best list in the comp, haven't they? You reckon? All round? Port?
Yep.
I think they
Their list is
they
top two.
If
the Crows have another year like you've just had, any danger, any problems there or not?
For Knicks?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought.
They're just going to back
I think they're going to be expecting to be down the bottom part.
We're going youth.
It's interesting that the coaches you say you're in trouble are the teams that are 8th, 9th, 10th and 11th.
Ones in the middle that aren't going anywhere.
So Collingwood finished 8th, Melbourne 9th, the Giants 10th, Carlton 11th. So it never used to come after teams that finished.
It was always the bottom two.
So look at the bottom two: Adelaide, North Melbourne, Sydney, third to bottom.
Everyone knows they're in a different patch to those middle sides. Aren't they? Those middle sides are expected to be up higher. The ones down the bottom are.
So those middle sides are rebuilding. Underperforming. You're saying they should be in the top.
Well, I think GWS were in a grand final 2 years ago, weren't they?
Melbourne
were in a prelim. What did you do over there at Melbourne?
Well, I got out at the right time. It's obvious he was carrying it.
You love the Italian.
Has Ross Lyon coached his last game? No. Like, we're talking about who's under the pump.
I don't think so.
Is he circling?
No, I'm with you. I think he'll
get back.
It'll
be the right club, I think.
And what is the right club for Ross Lyon then?
Melbourne, Collingwood.
Crows.
Big one.
Big club.
We asked him.
Carlton? We didn't want it.
Too hard.
Too far away.
Sinking ship.
I don't think he's into rebuilds, Ross.
All right, Jars, have you come up with my forward line at Port Adelaide yet, please?
Well, this is what I'd like to see. Fantasia comes in and replaces Bradley Ebert in that role. All right, Bradley was fantastic. Dixon, deep forward, and you've got Rosie, front and square. Pau Pepper is your little tackling machine. You've got Marshall and Robbie Gray.
And I've got mine, Dits.
And Butters comes as that seventh forward.
I've gone Laddams, Marshall, Gray, Dersma, Dixon, and Rosie.
Dersma on a wing.
Fantasia is on the bench in that rotation.
How much footy
Motlop
you
doesn't make it in my
side. Who doesn't?
Motlop, even though he played finals.
That's a brave call, Boone.
Doesn't make my side. Not in the first side.
Gee, he played well on the weekend. I know it's only one trial game, but he's come back ready.
Yeah,
and Butters is obviously up. He's going to play through the midfield.
Sorry, can I have those again, please, Boone?
Laddams, Marshall, Gray, Dersma, Dixon, Rosie. Who's not in that side, Roo?
Oh, Dersma does play on the wing, though, I think.
Yeah, Dersma's a wing.
He kicked three from half forward on the weekend.
You have to have Butters in your starting side.
Yeah, but he's wing midfield, Butters. He's been playing through there the whole pre-season. Aim on up on a wing.
But what a coach should be just licking his lips. Who do I pick?
The good thing here is there's a conversation around their best side, and whoever comes in, like Motlock, could easily slot in there and perform well. Yep. Fantasia comes in. It's a great position to be in.
So then I'm worried that 12 months down, even 6 months down the track, a Georgiades are saying, well, I'm not getting a spot here.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
That's the worry.
And we lose, you know, quality like that.
Correct.
But Marshall has to perform because Georgiades
is
waiting,
you love Marshall,
knocking on the
door. Jars, I don't want to knock him. He's a young lad.
Yeah.
But the knock on him was, and in the prelim final, I think he had four touches against Richmond.
And that happens.
And that's the knock on him.
But
he does four things. You go, my God, that was clever. Yeah. Brilliant.
His footy IQ I love, and he's got great skills.
Mm.
And
he's a half-forward flanker, isn't he?
Yeah, he's that Tommy Lynch for the Crows.
What he got some credits for me the day he played, was it concussed late in the year?
Yeah.
He went forward.
Yes.
His shoulder.
Yes.
Shoulder.
Mate, that was courageous.
He played
very courageous.
Kicked a goal after that big goal.
He's
too
a smart player. Crows,
but I'd be playing Laddams before him. I like Laddams jumping on the ball. Like Dixon, and I like Georgiades as an X factor.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
That's my team.
Just quickly, the Crows. Sorry, Lee, mate. McAdam, Tex, Rowe, Jimmy Rowe, Sloan, Tilthorpe, and Haitley.
Across half forward,
yeah,
Haitley,
with Murphy.
Where's Murphy?
That's my Crows forward six for round one.
I'll be putting a pencil mark around Barry. I reckon he will come in.
Oh, hello.
I said Barry needs to play.
That's inside info.
Barry and Pedler.
So anyway, Phil Thorpe's got to play round one.
Pedler, Barry.
Pedler looks all right too.
I just said that before, Rudy.
I didn't get
nothing.
A chance to say anything. And they only played eight games. I think they'll tread it just a little bit careful with him.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, did you see in the paper yesterday or today a statue of the Queen was unveiled by the Premier and the Governor?
Did people
see that? Yeah. Which reminded me, weren't you having a statue made of you, Rue at Wakery?
Couldn't raise the funds.
He couldn't find the statue.
Not worthy was the words a lot of people used up there.
Right.
So
it's not going ahead.
Gone. No,
it's gone.
So who was lobbying? Was anyone lobbying for it outside of your own family?
It was
always
people that don't like development.
Adelaide City Council. They said nothing in Wakery. And actually, you know who was championing the cause? Was Danger's grandfather.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Oh, the sprinkler.
Hey.
He pops up everywhere.
Hey. You know, Byrne's got an oval named after him.
I have, actually.
What do you got?
He's got an oval.
An oval. Stansbury Oval's the Bernie Vince Oval.
It's named after Bernie Vince Oval.
Bernie Vince Oval.
I didn't know that.
Senior Colts best and fairest.
There you go.
Bernie
Haven't
Vince
they had
trophy.
Anyone decent come out there?
Yes,
they have.
Because I'm glad of that, because on the weekend, my dog took a dump on it. I went over to watch the cricket.
Oh, they were trying to find out who that was, so I'll send you the $99 fine.
Hard wicket.
A bit of dirt over it in the winter.
Beautiful.
Like it rough.
Guys, we haven't mentioned my footy career on this episode. I played at Stansbury Oval, undefeated premiership for Edith Burke, 1991.
Were you chasing money?
Hey? Got a couple of bucks.
You were chasing money.
Bit of folding.
You're on the circuit.
Don't worry about that.
And I'll do a stand up at night.
What colour were Edith Burke? Do you remember?
We were the Peckers. Woodville jumper.
Were you?
Well named.
Yeah. Yellow and green.
God. That's it.
All right.
It's good stuff,
mate. He might have actually played there. I thought that would get him.
They played at Stansbury. Flogged Stansbury. They were shit house back then.
We were.
All right, you've been listening to The Bump. We'll do it all again next week.
We getting any listeners, Jared?
Yeah.
Our Town and Country Office National. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.